An Illinois State University student with a gift for words and a heart for equality has been nationally recognized. Student reporter Tiffany Jackson introduces us to the winner of this year's America's Best College Poet competition.
English education major Nadia Williams brought her best content to the stage as she battled it out with students across the country for a cash prize and bragging rights. Williams said as time led up to the award, she was doubtful and nervous.
There were three rounds. And every round, I always psych myself out because I'm like, oh my God, I could have said that better. I could have protected my voice more. Oh, what if they don't like the poem? What if it's not as analytical as people are looking for?
But the feeling subsided soon after. When she was announced as the winner, tears fell from her eyes.
We get to the final round, and they were supposed to announce my scores before the final poet, but they didn't. And I'm just sitting here, I'm praying to God. I'm like, God, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, if I don't win, it's okay. And then, like, they announced to me that I won. All of the tears ran down my face. I had on makeup that day. I was crying so hard.
Here's Williams reciting from Black Boy Magic.
Black boy, be a Darnell, Sean, Jay, Deshaun, Dre, Quan, or TJ. Be unorthodox names, but never unethical. In heaven, black boys can be carefree, drinking Arizonas, eating Skittles, playing music too loud, wearing a hoodie.
Most of Williams' poetry resonates with the African-American community. She says of the reason she got into poetry is it allows her to express emotions that are often taboo.
For the majority of my life, I've always been told that little black girls should be quiet. Little black girls are meant to be seen and not heard. Because when you're an outspoken black woman, they always determine that you're angry or you're bitter or you're mean. And poetry allows me to be as black as I need be with no repercussion.
Williams said it's played a huge role in her confidence.
Poetry changes how I project my voice. In today's society, a black woman expressing herself is dangerous. It's lethal. And poetry allows me to get away with something that feels illegal.
As stereotypes grow as a consequence for challenges faced by members of the black community, some choose to withdraw from conversations. Williams said, growing up, it was words from black women that instilled a sense of hope in her, and that those same voices are needed for the new generation of black kids today.
If it wasn't for the words of my mother, if it wasn't for the words of Maya Angelou, shoot, if it wasn't for the words of Beyonce, like, where would black women be without inspirational black women speaking into them? There is so much power in words coming from black women. And we see that every time Michelle Obama decides to share with us who she is being a black woman from the South Side of Chicago.
At one point, Williams almost quit poetry. After coming in third place in a competition brought by the National NAACP, she began to feel she wasn't good enough to continue on.
This time around, I was really giving up on myself in poetry because I felt like I was so on fire for poetry in the beginning, and it seemed like the fire began to fizzle out. So the day I won, it reaffirmed that this is something I was supposed to be doing, that my voice is something that needs to be consistently heard.
In the future, Williams says she hopes to make a difference in the way poetry is taught.
I want to focus on alive poets and poets of the last two or three decades. I want to change what poetry looks like to people. Because when people think of poetry, they think of Emily Dickinson, Robert Frost, like the canonized poet. So I mainly want to be a professor of my craft.
Williams says she's accomplished a lot within the craft, but there's plenty more milestones to go. I'm Tiffany Jackson.
Nadia Williams plans to graduate from ISU next year. She plans to get her master's degree in creative writing with a focus on poetry. She wants to become a poetry professor.